This is regional news coverage from the KVIA Newsroom. I'm George Varney. The Boone County Commission is hiring a consultant, Pennsylvania's Mission Critical, to help build a new 911 call center. Voters approved a tax increase to fund the center's creation in April. Boone County is now in charge of the new Office of Emergency Management Center. Acting Operations Manager Joe Piper says county control will better meet the center's needs.
Better facility to operate from with adequate space, improved staffing levels, which equates to, you know, better call answer times to the public, and then better responsiveness to our user agencies and police, fire, and EMS.
Piper says the majority of the changes will promote better service to the community. It is set to be open in January 2016. Columbia's Water and Light Advisory Board approved a trial run of a renewable energy source yesterday. The city is set to test a biomass product primarily made from corn waste in its power plant beginning in January. Spokesperson Connie Kaprowitz says that the biomass product will be more efficient than the waste wood the municipal power plant currently uses.
Because it's just wood waste, it's not similar in size. There's only a certain amount that we can burn with the coal. And so we're limited by about a 10% mixture with coal.
She says the plant will be able to burn a 50% mixture of coal and biomass. According to city documents, the cost of the test burn is currently estimated at around $375,000. An MU professor is saying the charges facing Edward Snowden for leaking top-secret government surveillance details could affect America's First Amendment rights. Law professor Chris Wells says the revelations of the leaks and treatment of the National Security Agency leaker reflects the lack of understanding Americans have with our current laws.
The Snowden revelations show how unresolved the First Amendment issues are with respect to disclosure of information and the Espionage Act provisions under which he was charged.
Wells says she believes that the U.S. is headed towards a legal battle that will define the role of the press in relation to covering classified information. With business booming lately, Dan User Machine Company of Fulton is setting its sights on a new facility to expand its space. KBIA's Tony Nochim tells us how Dan User's expansion will affect the town.
Dan User held a ceremony Wednesday morning to unveil its plan of adding another plant. The company makes original manufacturing, industrial, and agricultural parts. President of the Fulton Area Development Corporation, Bruce Hackman, has been talking for the last decade with Dan User to expand the company. He says this move will benefit residents of this mid-Missouri town.
The morale of a community kind of a lot of times follows economic development and job creation. People want to see the glamorous new company coming to town, but the truth and the reality is that more jobs are created by your existing companies.
With the new facility, Dan User sales manager Roland Bartley says the company will look to hire 5 to 15 new employees. The 32,000 square foot plant is expected to be done next March and will cost $3.7 million. Tony Nochim, KBIA News.
Several police departments and organizations around Missouri are speaking out against a bill that would bar enforcement of federal gun laws if they interfere with Missourians' Second Amendment rights. Marshall Griffin has the details.
St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch says the proposed law would, in effect, end cooperation between local and federal law enforcement agencies. He cites a recent traffic stop where his officers apprehended two armed men wanted for different crimes.
Typically, we would take that case to the federal authorities because they get a lot more serious prison time than you would on a state charge. If this law is passed, it basically takes away the opportunity for us to do that.
Meanwhile, the head of a police fraternal group goes further, saying the proposed law would mean the end of joint local-federal task forces used to solve major crimes. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.